kind viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today we conclude our two-part series on the 2011 European Future Energy Forum that was held at the Geneva PAL Expo Convention Centre from October 10th to the 12th, 2011. The forum is put on by the Abu Dhabi Future Energy Company, also known as Masdar, which is owned by the Emirate of Abu Dhabi, a part of the United Arab Emirates. Masdar created the forum in 2009 following the success of the World Future Energy Summit, which is held annually in Abu Dhabi and is also hosted by Masdar. The 2011 European Future Energy Forum's theme was Making Innovation Happen for a Sustainable World, and included a conference where over 100 distinguished speakers, including prominent government and business leaders, as well as experts in clean energy technology, shared their ideas with the event's 2,000 attendees. The three-day gathering also included a clean tech exhibition where companies from around the globe presented advanced green technologies to the public and media. Supreme Master Television had the opportunity to speak to some of the firms about their exciting, innovative, sustainable solutions for a cleaner world. Terrasol Energy is a joint venture between Masdar and Senar, a leading Spanish multidisciplinary engineering firm. Terrasol Energy offers large-scale concentrated solar power, or CSP, systems. There are different types of CSP systems, one version being a power tower system that concentrates the sun's rays via a set of mirrors or heliostats onto a small area at the top of a high tower. The concentration point contains a fluid called molten salt, and superheating this substance creates steam that drives turbines which generate electricity. Terrasol Energy's Gemma Solar Project is a power tower system that can produce 110 gigawatts a year.
My name is Santiago Arias, I'm the technical director of Terrasol ONM. We have so far promoted three plants. Valle 1 and Valle 2 are parabolic trough technology using molten salts as storage media. And Gemma Solar is the newest plant, new technology, which is very special because operates at very high temperatures, over 565 degrees, and has the possibility of 15 hours of thermal storage, which allow us to operate 24 hours. So we are the first solar plant in the world which is also operating during the night. The three plants are located in the south of Spain for obvious reasons. Reason number one is that we are enjoying a very good irradiation figures there, so the sun is pretty brilliant there. Also because the Spanish government is promoting this kind of energies by using some special tariff which makes sustainable the implementation of these kind of plants. One of them is located in Fuentes de Andalucía, which is located in the Seville province, and the other two are located in San José del Valle, which is located in the Cádiz province, also in the south of Spain. Our mission is to develop this technology worldwide.
SRB Energy is a Spanish firm that develops and manufactures flat, high-temperature solar thermal collectors, or devices that collect heat by absorbing sunlight. SRB Energy is led by the inventor of the solar thermal panel, Dr. Cristoforo Benvenuti.
SRB Energy is producing flat solar high temperature collectors for high temperature application. The high temperature application for us is between 80 and 220 degrees centigrade, and we are concentrate of the domain of industrial heating and cooling our collector in the full sun is arriving 300 centigrade. Using small collecting mirrors, we can achieve the temperature of 400 degrees in the good sunny day in Geneva. And this is due to technology which we developed it by Mr. Benvenuti and his colleagues. And this is giving us the possibility not only to achieve very high temperatures, but also maintain this performance of our collectors for 20-25 years of life. And just an example, in Geneva, where there is not very much sound, we have an enterprise for the road building, which is named Colas, and which is need storage of the bitum for road production at the temperature of around 180 degrees centigrade. We produced the hot oil by our collectors to maintain this temperature of bitum for the production of the asphalt.
Also present at the CleanTech exhibition was Swiss company Leclanché, producers of large-capacity lithium-ion batteries that incorporate the latest in battery safety technology. Leclanché says its batteries are designed for high-performance use in demanding environments such as transportation and solar power storage, and have long service lives lasting for thousands of charges. Leclanché's head of sales and marketing explained why high-capacity batteries are the key to maximizing the efficiency of a home solar or wind power system.
Hello, I'm Hans-Peter Jäger from Leclanché. As many of you may know, we have the problem today of the sun not shining all the time and wind not blowing all the time. So energies like wind and sun need some way to be stored. People will think you can store them in lakes, Swiss lakes, Norwegian lakes. The problem we have is that the energy is collected at a low level of the energy pyramid, and the technology to transform this energy up to the level where it can be stored into lakes is today not implemented and would be extremely expensive to be implemented in the energy market place. So the solution which has been found is to store energy at a home level. I have a rooftop with photovoltaics as an example. I use that energy directly in my house, but when I'm out working, let's say, and sun is shining, I can fill up the battery, the home storage system in my basement, which when I come back home from work in the evening, can be used when the sun is not shining anymore. So this way I can make, instead of an average of 30% use of my own energy, I can increase that to about 70-80%. Additional to that, it's possible that I can save more energy from the sun, which I may not use, and sell it back to the energy market at the current energy price. Another application which we are at Leclanché are looking at is in the level of industry storage or container batteries. Batteries in the area of 1 megawatt hour storage capacity. They can be used in communities to store energy from wind parks or from solar parks, and balance that energy, which we call volatile energy, in a way that we make it available to the community at the time it's being used. This way we can very nicely manage volatile energies at the decentral level and solve that problem on how are we dealing with these bursts of energy coming in with these sources.
City Windmills is a UK-based company that has designed the XLT wind turbine for placement on rooftops, parking spaces and other flat surfaces in urban areas. According to City Windmills, in the US, up to 55% of each kilowatt generated is lost during transmission. This is because the longer electricity travels over a power line, the more energy is lost. Thus, local sources of clean power can be far more energy efficient than electricity generated tens of kilometers away. Small wind turbines like the XLT mounted on the tops of buildings and bridges can provide locally sourced energy in a city year-round. During winter months, when solar power output may be reduced, electricity from on-site wind turbines can help fill the gap. XLT wind turbines have large, flat panels measuring 2 meters by 3 meters, so advertising such as a company logo can be affixed to the surface. This unique feature allows a firm to potentially boost sales through this unique advertising medium, which serves as an added bonus of investing in wind power.
I'm Sean Kelly. I'm the founder of City Windmills. Our windmill has interesting characteristics which allow us to compete against other windmills. It has the flat panel technology which allows advertisement, and with this advertisement we can practically triple the revenue of the windmill. It is well suited for industrial areas, flat rooftops, or any building which is looking to have multiple sources of income. So it's as efficient as another windmill. Mm-hmm. It basically captures a wind energy and feed it into the grid like any other windmill of the same size for the same price. The big difference being that we can generate just much more income through the advertisement than any other windmill, which usually is made of blades or a twisted shape, which does not allow flat panel outdoor advertisement as our windmill can do. The cost is very close to the cost of any other windmill. We have a price tag of around 15,000 euros. That is the same price tag you would have for another windmill of the same capacity and the same size.
Removing sand, dust, snow and ice is a repetitive and costly task typically required for the maintenance of photovoltaic solar panels. Swiss company Volotech has created an automated solution that ends the need for manual cleaning of panels, saves on costs and requires no external energy. Their unique CleanFizz system uses an electrostatic field to repel sand and other particles from the delicate panels and produces heat to melt away any snow and ice on the panels. The CleanFizz system is powered by the solar panel itself, using less than 10% of the panel's power for a 30-second cleaning cycle.
CleanFizz, we don't use water or chemicals, we just use electrostatic wave for clean up the mm-hmm. solar panel. It's for snow and sable. I think it's a good invention because with this product we don't need a person for clean up the solar panel. With 30 seconds we can clean up the one solar panel. I think with the future is the next solution.
This concludes our feature on the 2011 European Future Energy Forum. We sincerely thank all companies and individuals involved in organizing this wonderful event to promote and develop clean green energy. Our gratitude also to the esteemed speakers, participants and exhibitors for helping the world see that we are now ready to quickly move to a new era of sustainable energy, thus creating a brighter future for our world. For more information on the 2011 European Future Energy Forum, please visit www.europeanfutureenergyforum.com. To learn more about the companies featured on today's program, please see the following websites. City Windmills, www.citywindmills.com. Le Clonchet, www.leclonchet.eu. SRB Energy, www.srbenergy.com. www.terrasolenergy.com. Terrasol Energy, www.terrasolenergy.com. Volotech, www.volotech.com. Loving viewers, we appreciate your company today on Golden Age Technology. Up next on Supreme Master Television is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. After noteworthy news, may our planet's atmosphere be one of everlasting peace and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.